Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Barnes and his incredible analysis. I already said this five times, and I'm going to say it again. Lenin, who was evil but was smart, said there are decades when nothing happens and weeks when decades happen. We are in the fourth turning, demographically, culturally, with the quickening, with the AI, the technology. The old order is gone. There's a scramble for the new order. I want people to recognize Trump is trying his best in that new order. I'm not even agreeing with a lot of what he does. But this is an academic discussion. When I war game different angles of it, I'm not endorsing those angles. I'm treating you like an adult, not talking points, so people actually get the full spectrum. But what's definitely been discredited is the globalist. We'll talk about election fraud next segment with Barnes. Just briefly putting bookends on the international here. Obviously, I know you know this, but they admit the globalist order is over, the rules-based UN in charge. That's good because they're evil transhumanists, but it does create this power vacuum. To use the Hobbit analogy, the Battle of Five Armies, and can you elaborate on that, give your take on it, and how you think, not just Trump, but what do we do? As Kennedy said, don't ask what your country can do for you, what can you do for your country? What can we be doing to pick the right path and stabilize, but also communicate to the public? Trump ain't perfect, but if his plan doesn't work.
Yeah, I think the key for the president is to, you know, the national security advice statement, you know, written, co-authored by Elbridge Colby, that was published about a month ago about where the national security focus of the administration is going to be and where America needs to be, I think is on the right course. It talks about spheres of influence. It talks about rapprochement with Russia. It talks about, you know, containing but not creating kinetic conflict with China. Talks about getting out of the Europe management business. It relegates the Middle East to something that should not be the centerpiece of our attention. So the key is for Trump to stick with that script and to avoid the CIA traps along the way. They'll try to and say, hey, this went so well, Mr. President. Let's do it again in Colombia. Let's do it again in Cuba. Let's do it again in Mexico. Let's do it again somewhere else. That's one of the traps. The other trap is if he pushes too hard in Venezuela, all of a sudden we got a civil war. Then we've got all kinds of, we got refugee crises, we got drug explosion, we got everything he's trying to go get falls apart if there's a chaos and collapse in Venezuela. It would defeat the whole point and purpose. So I think he's got to maintain the good advice that Vice President Vance and Elbridge Colby and Tulsi Gabbard and Joe Kent and others are giving him, and not take the trap of what Narco Marco Rubio and what Soros Scotty and what at Treasury and what Ratcliffe is trying to pitch him. And if he maintains that path, this chaotic time period, this vacuum, as you identify, can be filled with America's constitutional republic principles with some resource realism around it. And on the other hand, the problem is a lot of these globalists have their own agenda. So, you know, they have their own agenda in Ukraine. They have their own agenda to China. They have their own agenda in the Middle East. They have their own agenda in Latin America. And they want to sabotage the president by entrapping the president into undue involvement in some of these conflicts and misdirecting military resources in ways that could embarrass the president rather than protect the president politically. Because if politically we fall apart in the midterms, then a lot of this gets sidetracked anyway, because then we got impeachments, investigations, and all the rest.
That leads us where we're going to close with you. Is the midterms, the election fraud, everything you covered as one of Trump's lawyers exposed the fraud, you and I traveling the country, has come out just like we said. Where does that go next? The president's trying to move with his task force. They say sometime this month they're going to release massive evidence of it. We'll cover that when we come back in 60 seconds.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
It's a teaching moment. That, you know, there's a lot of, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. That it, part of that is, but the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history, understand history, understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking to for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at what's, how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
And I'm not glazing Barnes. I could call Barnes up, and he's not been watching my show, and I've been watching his, though we both watched some a little bit. And I can say, hey, this is what I'm thinking. What do you think? And he'll finish my sentence, just like I can do with General Flynn or so many others, because we've got the grasp of the depth of the knowledge. And we're here trying to get other people to understand how that works, because we're not trying to give you fish. We're trying to teach you how to fish. And look, I know a lot of you are smarter than I am in many ways. I'm not up here. We're talking about the public that doesn't know. And now, just because we've had this global awakening that we're being lied to, there are a lot of newbies that don't really have depth, and they just kind of come up with real conspiracy theories that have no basis in reality. Or little factoids that don't matter that they build whole things around. And I need to stop talking about Candace Owens. I just got mad when I learned this Mitch Snow was a con man. Now it's been totally proven, and I tried to warn her and got attacked by her and her surrogates. And I'm just like, you know, there's real cover-up in Kirk's assassination, I think. Why are we doing this? And now they're like, oh, our big thing is the day he reportedly shot him, 3 hours later he's eating a steak. And I'm not even doubting she actually has a real source at the steakhouse or whatever. And he's sending text messages the whole time, they say, which is what was. So it's like, people go, oh, look, everything she ever said is credible, even though I didn't even, last night I got home and I saw that. I said, should I call that steakhouse? And I said, no, I bet. I'm not even going to doubt her. I'm not even trying to police her. It's just this Mitch Snow guy put out all these lies, verifiable, convicted of a crime. His wife releases the video of him committing the crime. He said she committed everything he did, and then all these other lies, and then he's the Zodiac killer's son. And her supporters said, yeah, he is a Zodiac killer's son. He offered to give DNA. They don't know who he is. They don't have a DNA sample. It's this Gnostic insanity where you project some stupid Q thing up that can't be proven one way or the other. And I'm just like, that's not who we are. I don't want to fight with Candace. And I get emotional about it because, I mean, I'm really being truthful here. I don't mean to go off into her. I want to finish up on the election fraud and the big challenge we've got in the midterms. And you vindicated as Trump's lawyer and I flying around Georgia, you know, everywhere else, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, the numbers Trump said, we said, 250,000 illegals voting or people not on the rolls in Arizona. And then in Georgia, 375,000. I mean, we nailed it again. Like, real world, 2 years ago. Haven't been selling gold and silver for 14 years because it was a down market and speculative. Now get in. I believe it'll double the next 2 years, more than doubled. I mean, folks, it's about reality, but you got to have grasp of the data. And it's not about who the king or queen of the high school dance is, folks, or the prom. I don't care about that. I want to win. I realize how much danger we're in, but then I see this rise of people not informed. So instead of doing the research, knowing how things work, okay, you know the system lies. That doesn't mean you believe any other pipe dream. Can you briefly speak to that?
Oh, absolutely. And what is it? We got to steer people to the correct path. So the you can always be skeptical of the official narrative, but also be skeptical of two convenient alternative narratives that appear to distract you and help the adversary rather than unmask the adversary. And that's always important to do. And you've spent a long time. I mean, I know we got a lot of heat when we said QAnon was not trustworthy in the fall of 2020 and that it was leading people down the primrose path. But, you know, that lady that got shot at the Capitol, part of it was she believed the QAnon story, I suspect, and thought that she was going in to help the white hats arrest the black hats. Because remember we were having to debate people and explain that General Milley is not a trustworthy guy in the Pentagon? Remember they wanted Milley in charge and in control? And like, so all of that was designed. Every great crime needs a great patsy. And a lot of the stuff on Smartmatic and other aspects were more patsies in 2020. They stole the election the old-fashioned way. They got a bunch of illegal ballots, and they stuffed them in the ballot box. And we now know that, confirmed by what was in Georgia. Over 300,000 ballots just in Fulton County that were never vetted.
Which, by the way, you were officially Trump's lawyer. I was with you in Georgia. You said 300-plus thousand. And when Trump's on the phone going, just get me 11,000. I already know there's hundreds of thousands. They go, oh, he's saying find a lie. No, we knew. How did you nail it at the time?
Well, because we were on the ground. And so we had, you know, Paul Danz was running for the Senate, challenging Lady Lindsey Graham, the queen of the war whores in South Carolina. He was right there with me. He took time off from the White House to come down, and we did deep dives, stood up to the whole Georgia political establishment, figured out Ratburger was busy undermining and sabotaging and lying to the president. And so we were able to detail what it was, and we were on the cusp of breaking the whole thing open. When, unfortunately, Sidney Powell's Kraken went off into Wonderland and got all the attention. And by getting all the attention, people weren't paying attention to the real crime right there in the open. They didn't need computers for it. They didn't trust the computers for it. They wanted to stuff those ballots.
And so before we finish up with election, what Trump is going to do now, let's go back, just using Candace as an example. I got calls from people that were in the meeting September 15th with J.D. Vance, Susie Wiles, Patel, and others. Trump wasn't there. And Patel said, you don't get involved in domestic intelligence. I don't want to hear about accomplices in Utah. I don't want to hear about foreign stuff. I don't want that. When he basically pushed to be FBI director to actually do what he's supposed to, that office was set up for 9/11 to actually do that. And so a month later, it came out that what I said was true. Of course it was true. And the people said, well, we're telling you because we're scared to say it. So that's real cover-up. We don't know of what. No one wants to touch that. It said it's Huachuca and steakhouses. Oh, he's at a steakhouse. God, incredible info. Total proof. What does that mean 3 hours later? So my issue is, exactly, this is all distracting from the real stuff. What do you think's going on? I mean, I think covering up the Trantifa left connections, just like they are trying to say the pipe bomber is some right-wing black guy who's totally innocent. I think that's what's happening here.
Well, no, I mean, I have no doubts that Trump would be in a better political posture right now. He wouldn't be talking about going back into Iran. He wouldn't be talking about some of these things that he's thinking about, military adventures, if Charlie Kirk was alive. So there are two groups that profited from Charlie Kirk's murder. The one was the Trantifa left, who hated how effective he was on college campuses to converting young people away, especially converting young men away from the Trantifa lie. And as we've identified many times, there's no way Trantifa starts and ends with just a few lunatics. It starts and ends with deep state ties, deep state connections. It's a very eugenics ideology, you know, because why? Because if you're trans, guess what you don't do? You don't have kids, for example. So it fits easily. You're easy to sterilize and to make it medical treatment. So there's all of that. And on the other side, you've got the deep state that profited. because Charlie was becoming very quickly. Charlie went from being skeptical of Alex Jones to being a cheerleader of Alex Jones. I saw it all in live time. I talked to Charlie about many of these issues over the years. And he was extraordinary in his ability to improve and improve and improve and adjust and modify. And it was as he got new information, he would change his mind. And he was becoming convinced that the deep state was a systematic problem. Remember, he was the one talking about whether Israel had a stand down order based on your reporting from October 7th. That's the degree to which he was being skeptical of the official narrative. And the deep state didn't want him around. There was talk of him being a part of a J.D. Vance administration in 4 years. That's where that was going. They were very, very close. And, you know, like, Charlie's the reason why Robert Kennedy's part of the administration. It was me and Richard Barris, you, others, who had helped encourage that. And we got the information for him. But it was Charlie who delivered it because he had the access. So I have no doubt that the deep state is that we will find sooner or later. Maybe it'll be a year from now. Maybe it'll be 20 years from now. But that there are deep state ties to the Charlie Kirk murder. One of the key things you've highlighted that I never hear Candace talk about, and I never hear a lot of these other people talk about. That's why I think they're part of a disinformation campaign. I don't think they know it. I think that they're part of a psyop, and they just don't even know it. But somebody lied to Turning Point because people in the university and police said they were going to secure that building. Somehow that building didn't get secured.
They said they'd be on the roof, and they didn't.
Exactly.
And you got 10 trannies in the days before saying you'll be dead when he comes. Then they celebrate. I talked to people at Turning Point, talked to Cash Bell. They said, well, we know they might have known, but we can't convict them.
Well, look at that Antifa group, that Salt Lake City Queers group that looks, by the way, right out of like one battle after another, going back to the beginning of the top of the broadcast. I mean, it looks just like it, that Salt Lake City group that had ties to Tyler Robinson, that was saying, predicting he would die, that then suddenly went underground. It was receiving government NGO
money. And notice, Candace never wants to look at that or this whole constellation of bots. They never want to look at the known leftists saying, I shot Kirk to get a distraction so he to get away. No one wants to look at the real meat and potatoes. That's very suspect.
Oh, yeah. And look, is it a coincidence these other guys that were helping cover up that day, like the older man who caused the distraction, turns out to be a kiddie porn pervert? I mean, come on. I mean, there's certain patterns here. And that's why, to his great credit, Deputy Director Joe Kent, ODNI Director Tulsi Gabbard, they wanted to investigate this. They're like, there's signs here of a Trantifa global conspiracy. There's signs here of potentially other things because of the what's one of the things?
Well, look at the attack on Vance's house by one of the Antifa. Next,
exactly.
If they'd been successful and killed Vance, they'd have said it was Israel.
Correct. I mean, the best way to sum up, I tell people, look, if the deep state was really scared of Candace's theory, she wouldn't be getting promoted on YouTube. One person is still banned on YouTube. It's Alex Jones. One person is getting promoted in the algorithms like mad on Google's YouTube.
And that was my Candace final Owens. Point. I'm not trying to attack Candace. I have a responsibility to tell the truth. When I said, I have to do this, they all spun and said, oh, he's being told to it. No, I have to because I neurotically, even when people see this where I like tell the truth and stuff, though, even though it hurts me, I can't help it. I'm not stupid. And now I've talked to the internet experts, seen the numbers. Nobody's had bot push like her. Nobody's pushed on the algorithm on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I told the story a few months ago during the confirmation of Kennedy. The week he's about to be confirmed, she comes out with Eddie Mercury guy, and they do these shows, and they literally say, oh, this woman might be Mossad. He might have given her a card. No evidence. He might be an Epstein. We're about to release it all. And I went on a hike with my Navy SEAL buddy and his buddy. We all get out of the car that morning. And like literally on my phone, all their phones are being pushed this like I've never seen before. So we all hiked 2 hours listening to it. There's no information. And I'm like, man, is she an operative? This sounds like she's trying to take down Kennedy. I said, I need to look at her. And I kind of just moved on because my main thing's not infighting or focusing on their host. You know, I'm in raw data. But you look at that and so much more she does. I don't know if she's doing it consciously or she's being handled. But I mean, it's right there, people. I'm banned on YouTube. I'm banned on Instagram, Facebook. She is literally force-fed, and all the liberal shows love her. All the top Democrats are attacking me for attacking her. On national TV, they are. The left, she's a champion for them. How obvious. When you've got a golden red carpet from the globalists, from big tech, what does that tell you?
Well, no doubt. And the other aspect of this, I think the ultimate end game, aside from distracting people from the real conspiracy against Charlie Kirk, is to help this guy get Tyler Robinson get acquitted so that Trantifa can unleash a new level of violence like we saw today. They want to escalate. They want to escalate. They want that provocation ladder to go up, 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 up. It's like the CIA in Ukraine. Let's try to murder Putin. They want that provocative ladder going up, 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 up. And that is the most dangerous thing for the president, most dangerous thing for the country. And whether they're willing or unwilling, witting or an unwitting, or a useful idiot, or a knowing deceiver, that's what their net effect is. Their net effect, but the book of James says it well, you'll be known by your fruits. And here the fruits are poisonous. And that's why people should stay away, can't trust her as a reliable source, unfortunately. But that doesn't mean you gotta
trust her. They try to go, Ben Shapiro's against her, so you're with Ben Shapiro. That's idiotic. The Israel lobby wants to take control of TPUSA and Republicans. We've been exposing that and trying to get into war with Iran. That's another camp. Then you've got this other nebulous leftist camp posing as patriots trying to create a civil war. Those are different camps, folks, okay? That's the bottom line. And so, by the way, Nick Sorda was going to be on. He was on the ground, just got attacked. He said security, he had to leave. He's going back to his hotel because he's being followed. So that's how dangerous it is in Minneapolis right now. So before you go, a few more minutes, because we cut off the earlier, on election fraud, on the vindication of what we said, the mail-in ballots, the ballots shipped in, the stuffing of them, what I'm told by people that were in the cabinet meeting months ago, that Trump in January plans to release all this. We see foreshadowing on his Truth Social of this. What do you expect to come out? Where do you see this going? What should Trump do? What should we do to try to secure the midterms that are only 11 months away?
Trump has given specific instructions for Pam Bondi to investigate, unravel with RICO, all of the NGO, George Soros conspirators that were involved in fixing and rigging the 2020 election, authorized Todd Blanche to investigate what happened in a range of federal officials, including the CIS and other officials that lied and misled during the 2020 election about the 2020 election, clearing and cleaning house, going and get Tina Peters out. I mean, I think one thing that some conservatives were like, it's great. Okay, we go down and get Maduro. Why can't we go and get Tina Peters? Isn't it the federal government?
Let's send in the Delta Force to Colorado.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? I mean, they're a bunch of commies anyway.
Hey, it's Witness Protection Program.
So it is. It's what I've been telling them for forever, that she is a witness about federal election fraud. She is. They can use the writ of habeas corpus to go to federal court to get it, but they haven't done it because Todd Blanche keeps stonewalling him, keeps derailing him. They keep sabotaging him because he wants to be liked by the New York Times crowd.
To Trump again. Why he has this blind spot for like Milley and Barr? Why is Blanche still there?
He confuses personal loyalty with loyalty to the policies and goals and ideas of MAGA. That's problem number one. And problem number two is these people are not competent or capable. When did Todd Blanche spend any time taking apart the deep state as a private lawyer? Never did. So, I mean, I think these people have systemic issues with their history such that they don't have the capabilities. They don't have an Alex Jones library of understanding how the world works and what they need to do. Harmeet Dillon does. She's doing good work in civil rights. Gail Slater does. She's doing good work in antitrust. Bobby Kennedy, who got a great win on vaccines, has another good win by changing the dietary health guidelines today. He understands it, but Blanche doesn't.
And so that's coming Blanche up. We'll talk again soon. Robert Barnes, incredible job. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks a lot, Alex.
All right, Nick Sordor on the ground in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Went out to the scene, got driven off by the bad guys. We got a break coming up in about 5 minutes. You've got this woman shot. The video's been released where she's trying to run over the ICE agents. We're sad she's dead. We have the mayor breaking. Mayor Fry tells ICE, get the F out of Minneapolis or more will be killed. Literally trying to hold everybody hostage when they send the left out to be violent, hoping this happens. This is their Podesta Civil War plan. We've got new angles of what happened, backing up what DHS said. Nick Sordor, incredible job with all the work you're doing, obviously. So proud of the work you're doing. Tell us the latest from your DHS sources and on the ground what's happening.
This is chaos, man. It's absolute chaos out here. And it's getting worse by the minute, really. I mean, I planned on doing your show live from the scene, but it's just way too unsafe for me out there. And so I drove away. And now I'm sitting here doing this in the car. Alex, the mayor out here, the soy boy mayor who panders to the Somalis and the illegals out here, he is trying to start a riot. He is trying to start a riot. And Governor Waltz would love to see a a riot out here as well, because it's the only way they're going to be able to distract from all of the rampant fraud that's going on out here. So that is part of the plan. Spark this up, set the city on fire, because people will start talking about that instead of the rampant Somali fraud that they're all involved in.
Dead on. And then you went and showed the Hilton kicking out ICE, then claiming they didn't, then prove they were. I mean, all we have to do is hold their feet in the fire and they're done. The real numbers I'm getting is $24 billion stolen. They're finding it all over the country. This is insane.
Yeah, and I mean, it's what we're finding more and more every single day, man. It's crazy that that we haven't seen any indictments yet, to be honest, with like high-profile indictments. They have been indicting people from, you know, Somalis. They indicted, 94 of them so far. But I want to see somebody like Tim Walz indicted on this stuff, because there's no way in hell he didn't know. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that's actually going to happen at some point.
Where do we get the George Floyd event? Minnesota again. And they are really trying to make this lady George Floyd 2.0. Tell us, what you first broke that she tried to ram him and then that they shot her. That then was confirmed by DHS. What's the latest on that?
So it's actually, what we know is DHS did confirm to me, and I broke this exclusively earlier, that the woman, it is a white woman, U.S. citizen with a U.S. passport. Done my own digging since then, and it appears that she is a leftist lesbian, which is not surprising to anybody. The left has been able to radicalize white women to commit acts of terror like this. It's almost predictably a white woman ramming their vehicles into ICE.
Most of the rammings have been white or Hispanic women.
Yeah, exactly. And so I wasn't surprised to hear that in the slightest, and I don't think anybody else was either. It's the rhetoric, man, that they keep pushing. They want this to happen. They absolutely want this. They thrive on it. They love it. The people like Tim Walz and Mayor Fry out here. And
just 2 weeks ago, Fry said there'll be deaths. He said there'll be deaths. Get out. That's terrorism. Threaten death if you don't do what I say.
Yeah, absolutely. And he went on TV just a little bit ago, the mayor out here, and lied about the situation. It's like, don't believe your own eyes. Don't believe the videos that are out there that literally show. There's another angle that I posted not too long ago. I don't know if you guys have that one queued up, where it's from the other side, that one right there. And if you zoom in on it a little bit, you can clear. I don't know if you guys can do that live like that, but clearly you can see her hitting the agent with the vehicle. Right, he was standing in front of the vehicle, and right there,
now you can see him being hit by the vehicle. Yeah, go full screen with the video, guys. You can see it right there. Start it over. You can see that it actually hits him. He flies back. Wow, that guy's reflexes were incredibly fast, though. Look at this. This is incredible. Look at that. Boom, she hit him. Wow.
Yeah, it's clear as day. A vehicle, Alex, as you know, is a deadly weapon. She used a deadly weapon against an ICE agent, and in response, she caught a bullet to the mouth. I mean, that's just...
I mean, I'll give it to this guy, though, and I'm sad she's dead. You see him jump back. She still hits him, going right at him, and he lightning fast pulls his gun. He said, because she might have hit other people, and got her. That guy is like the fastest gun in the West.
Yeah, dude, I went out to dinner with a bunch of these ICE agents last night, and I got to kind of know them and know their backgrounds and stuff. And these guys, they're on edge, right? But they're super good at what they do. They're incredible people, and they don't want to have to do this.
Well,
this is
almost
awful
all of
for them.
Combat veterans.
You have a mixture of vets, and then you have police officers, and then former Border Patrol. So they all, you know,
stay there. I know you're busy, but let's come back. We have all the angles. This is incredible footage. I didn't see this yet. Wow, she hit him with the car. Totally innocent. The problem is, this is when the globals can knock the power out and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off a TAC nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world. Hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. The list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. Mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. That's how I feel right now. People want to conquer us. You want war? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer and Newsom want to destroy our future. Who want us to live in bondage? Who want to cut our children's penises off? You Satanist. I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even close to this much on fire. Ugh. My cells tell me I'm in a war. And to gird myself for it. And to guard myself for truth. Because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising, and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Now, back to our program.
I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support. Very humbly, thank you for your support, those that have. Those that haven't, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel anytime, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10, you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. Then you get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at AlexJonesApp.com. Just links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Single out people like Nick Sordor and Nick Shirley and say to the future of saving this country, it's not to kiss their ass, it's because it's true. And both have been longtime listeners of mine. I'm so honored to have influenced their great work. And they're under attack. But they just go out and show you what's happening. They go to the scene. And no matter what's happening in the hotspot, Nick Sordor is just always there, being beat up by Antifa, then charged when they attack him. Because they don't want our eyes and ears there. So you saw myself and Robert Barnes hours ago showing the footage from behind, saying it looks like he jumped out of the way, looks like she tried to kill him, which is what they said. Now we get the footage 3 hours later from the front, and she hits him with the car, and then he says in the report, there were other officers in front, I had to protect them, and like lightning, like the Flash, pulls his gun, shoots her in the head. And the mayor and all of them are saying, George Floyd 2.0, get the F out. 2 weeks ago, he said, you'll be dead if you don't leave. Literal terrorism. Do what I say politically or you're dead. This is outrageous. But because we have the video and you have hundreds of people attacking ICE, they're there just arresting illegal aliens with huge rap sheets, murderers, rapists, you name it. But because we have this so quickly, they're screwed. Because even when the footage came out from behind, it was clear he looks like he jumps out of the way. No, he's hit. He's boom and literally has, this is insane. This guy should be like a wide receiver or something. Boom, he's hit and shoots her. God almighty. I've never seen such reflexes. So this is wild. Nick Sordor, wow. What are they going to do now that we have this frontal footage showing she indeed hit him with the car? They're going to try to suppress this, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, no, they're going to totally ignore it. They're going to do nothing, Alex. They're going to pretend like this video doesn't exist because it is so damning for their narrative. It shows that the mayor just went on TV and lied in front of millions of people to try to, spark tensions. That's the whole goal. And so that now they're going to play that on loop. The local media stations
are driving right at him.
That's it.
She hits him
straight in. You cannot argue with this. This is real. This is footage that they should have had. He was saying that.
And
he,
notice DHS the mayor told said that the truth right away, called you up, told you the truth. You've never broken something that was wrong. And I'll say with this current ICE, I used to be a big critic of the federal law enforcement of the liberals. But so far from DHS, I've seen nothing but gallantry.
Yeah, these guys are patriots, man. I'm telling you, they just want to do their job, and they are doing their job. They're out here yesterday. They arrested a wanted murderer from Ecuador. Is that the sort of person you want on the street? These people, they're going out there. They're putting their lives on the line every single day. As you see, you get these wild lunatics that are just every single day trying to pick one of them off. And all they want to do is keep the streets safe. It doesn't really make sense, right? I can't justify it to myself as to how somebody could genuinely argue that they want wanted murderers from foreign countries on the streets. Like, what is the justification in their head?
Well, remember the case of the highly decorated Daniel Perry Army Sergeant, who on top of his regular job has to do a lift in Austin from Fort Hood. He comes into a Black Lives Matter with a bunch of white Antifa. They point an AK-47, say, get out of the car. And his instinct from surviving in Afghanistan is, pew! So you literally speed up, ram somebody. His instinct is, I'm being rammed. Stop him. He shoots him. That is instinctive, folks. These are warriors. What do you think's going to happen? It's simple. You walk up to a regular guy at a restaurant and punch him in the face. You're about to get punched back. What do they think? And then you got them saying, go out and attack them, get in their face. All these threats. It's disgusting.
Yeah, the only thing that the left out here, and especially the mayor, wishes would have happened differently is he's said that this is a white woman. Because if it was a black woman or a Hispanic woman, she would have been Georgette Floyd out here.
And that's another exclusive. They told you she's a white liberal lesbian.
They told me that she was a white U.S. citizen. And through more informal sources, I was able to find out that about her being a lesbian. But that's why they keep saying that her spouse went to the hospital. And they wouldn't say husband, or definitely weren't going to say wife.
Well, let me ask you this question. Get back to the George Floyd thing. That's key. What did she do beforehand? Maybe you asked, but they don't just chase somebody and get around her car. Like, what did she do before to have them all rush her?
Well, they were trying to pull her over because she was going after ICE agents, like following them around and harassing and which is a dangerous situation to begin with, right? When they're trying to conduct operations. So they were trying to make contact with her and get her out of the vehicle, right?
And we've seen countless videos where they're following him, even bumping him, even attacking him, and ICE goes, stop it, and lets him go.
Right. And this woman, it got to the point where if the police are ordering you out of the car, driving over top of them is not the answer to that. you're getting out of the car one way or the other. She decided that she was going to, you know, just ram straight through them because they're told that they're allowed to do that. All they have to say is, well, I was afraid for my life. And then the left will, you know, coddle them and be like, it's okay. It's okay. You can run over police officers nowadays. And,
well,
and that's what she was thinking was going to happen.
The mayor and all this has dialed them up, that they understand how much danger they're in, that this guy had such lightning instincts.
I'm sorry, I broke up there for a second.
I'm just saying, you were getting into how much pressure they're under. And the left's hoping they break.
Yeah, and so far they haven't broken them. I mean, these are like I said, these are, well, actually, you said it too. These are warriors. These guys are built for, you know, ICE, if you notice, there's no DEI in ICE. That's why they're so effective at their operations. That's why they're so, you know, laser focused and are very good at what they do. They're all big, muscular dudes. And, you know, the female agents are typically assigned to other roles, not apprehensions, which just makes sense. And so messing with these guys in general is a bad idea. And some of the rioters, I'm going to start calling them rioters that are out here now because I've been forced off the scene due to their physical aggression against me. I'm going to need backup out here by tonight. I'm just telling you.
Oh, yeah.
They were trying to go up and push these ICE agents. And what happens next? What do you think happens next? They get shot in the face with a tear gas canister. And then they start crying foul.
Yeah, we got all that B-roll.
There's a lot of effort out of finding out on the show, all that.
Back to the key, and I interrupted you. Well, let's go ahead and play the evil leftist mayor who speaks more in Somali than he does, and he's all connected into the money. He's all involved in it. We got Walls employee going and shooting the state reps that didn't vote for this. I mean, these guys are going down. The governor dropping out of the race. Here's Mayor Freitel's eyes. Get the F out of Minneapolis or more will be killed. That is the definition of terror when you say, don't do this or you'll die. That is the literal threatening violence or engaging in violence for a political, cultural, or economic gain. I mean, this is terrorism, and I'll say it again. The weak link is not DHS. They're doing a great job because it's a newer agency. Trump's got control. It is the FBI. I'm not saying they're all bad, but God help us. I mean, this is just insane. They should just disband the FBI and or just roll over the good agents and call them DHS. We don't need two federal law enforcement. I'm serious. It's time to get rid of it, folks. I mean, this is a complete joke. We get nothing but execution FBI that sit around a bunch of politically correct lawyers with their thumbs up their asses. Here's the degenerate mayor.
And I have a message for ICE. Minneapolis. We do not want you here. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite. People are being hurt. Families are being ripped apart. Long-term Minneapolis residents that have contributed so greatly to our city, to our culture, to our economy are being terrorized, and now somebody is dead. That's on you.
Well, that's on you.
And it's also on you to leave. It's on you to make sure that further damage, further loss of life and injury is not done.
That's another Gavin Newsom psycho. Hey, Trump, you want to win the midterms? The money's all been connected to them. I want Mayor Fry in prison. That little smart-ass piece of crap. Nick Sorter comments on him.
Well, what I can tell you, Alex, is these ICE guys aren't leaving because some soy boy mayor goes on TV and says something edgy, says the F word on live TV so that he can have his cute little soundbite. No, they don't care. They laugh at him. They laugh at him. And there's nothing he can do. He can try to order his police department to arrest ICE agents. That ain't going to work very well for him. Nobody is actually threatened by this guy, but what he is doing is he is positioning himself to be able to say, when one of these leftist goons that he has empowered out here that goes and, God forbid, kills an ICE agent that he hopes so badly will happen, he'll be able to say, yep, I told them they should leave. It's their fault. They should have left when I told them to leave. So it's their fault that one of my lefties went out and killed an ICE agent.
Notice the talking point before Trump even got back in is ICE is going to go kill the illegals, but because they've been so restrained under attack, it happened. So now it's like, you're going to die if you don't. And now finally she's ramming him with a car. She dies, and he doesn't wait to see what happened. He immediately says, this is your fault. No, it's your fault for running an invasion against this country.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's all about the talking points, man, all about the talking points. And, you know, you can see in that video that you're just showing there on the screen, the ICE raids are still happening throughout the city. They have not slowed down. They're continuing to do it. And, you know, no matter how much screaming, crying and F words that are dropped on TV, the operations will continue. And honestly, if anything, they'll probably get more intense.
Yeah,
they'll
bring more guys out here. Prediction. They're trying to stage a false flag to blame, but it's not going to work. I think very soon a whole bunch of ICE is going to get mowed down. And then I can't wait, like you just said about the mayor, I can't wait to see how they spend that. And the mayor of Chicago and all these other scum, they are racketeering. They're all part of the same fraud. We know those investigations have started. What is your closing comment on how the hell do we get the Justice Department in gear here?
And I know that they have decided to send out a bunch of prosecutors here. That was announced today. They're sending out a boatload of prosecutors from other parts of the country and putting them down on the ground here in Minneapolis to start bringing a lot more federal charges against not just the Somali fraudsters, but they'll also end up being used against whatever rioters that are taken into federal custody tonight.
Sure, but let's be clear.
Like
we already know this from
places
around the country.
Is coming.
The Somalis are the bag men for the Democrats.
Oh, yeah, everywhere. And I mean, we just heard, about it. It's all going in Columbus, Ohio. Alex, one of the biggest problems that I have right now is figuring out where the hell to go next, because there's so many places. I'm one person, so many things going on all over the country, in California and in Ohio. And we're hearing about places in Washington State. That are just full of these Somali
fraudsters.
Don't
forget Operation Paper Trail, where they had paid off 97 cops for running murder for hire with a Somali running it all with the government. That never hit the national news. I mean, this is they broke into a safe house with computers, tens of millions and millions of cash, all the hits they'd done, murdering cops that spoke out. Have you seen Operation Paper Trail?
No, I haven't.
By the way, I didn't do that to dunk on you. I didn't know about it either until last night. People think that nothing's being prosecuted. No, it never makes it out of the local news. So DHS is actually doing, I'll say DHS. DHS is actually prosecuting this stuff. They get the feds to finally do it, but it gets zero coverage is the issue.
Absolutely, and that's my job. That's why I'm out here. I do this on a national stage and do the local media will dabble in it just a little bit to say, okay, yes, we covered it, and then they'll move on to something else. And they don't. When you take a story, Alex, you're supposed to smother it until it stops breathing, right? Like, keep going after it. You don't just say, okay, yep, Somali fraud, bad, and then okay, that's the end of the story, and then just not follow up and keep.
That's what
pushing
they hope
it,
on. How do people follow you on X? Tell them about your weekend show here at InfoWars.
Yeah, so we do the InfoWars Sunday briefing here at 2 p.m. Eastern time, and I'm typically on the ground somewhere in a makeshift studio just trying to do on-the-ground coverage on those Sundays. But you know, jump in with us. We have a fun time. And follow me on X, at Nick Sorter, NickSortor. Appreciate
well,
you having me out.
We're honored to see you and what Nick Shirley are doing. Both of you hunted. And isn't it exciting to see thousands of citizen journalists copying you? That's always the greatest success. You welcome the competition.
Dude, I don't even see it as competition, to be honest with you.
No, I agree. That's my point.
This is a team.
You're inspiring.
This is a team effort.
Yeah.
This is a team effort. We need as many, many people as possible. I would love to clone Nick Shirley over and over and over again. You know, and I think that's what's being done.
Well, the left's scared, and they're doing a lot of dirty tricks, but the other day, we're winning. We've turned the tide. Nick Sorter, be very safe. I agree with you. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
It's not like we can't keep track of him. He's all over the place. The guy's like a dynamo. By the way, you know, people online, the left, are like, Jones hates the feds. Jones hates law enforcement. Jones is worried about martial law, but now that Trump's doing it, he loves it. That's not that true. I'm on air 32 years in April, coming up, 31 plus years. I said I'm not anti-government, I'm anti-unconstitutional government. When you've been hit with 40 plus million illegals the last 15 years, it's total bedlam. They're being signed up to vote, all this mass crime. And then the feds finally do their job. I 100% back them. It's all about leadership. So that's where we are. This is a big deal historically. This is a massive deal historically. And this is a real fight for the heart and soul of the future of this country. And everywhere ICE goes, it is just hordes of Karens. I'm not trying to bash white women. I'm white. I mean, you know, I just call it like it is, folks. I mean, you know, demographically, 90% of the fraud in Minnesota and Ohio is Somalis. It's their culture. It's what they do. Same thing like white women, middle-aged white women out there just attacking people because they're the heroes. And anybody, you know, that's here illegally is God. And we've got to authorize them. We've got to do whatever they want. I mean, it's crazy. These are the enemies that open the drawbridge. These are the enemies that sell out the country. And this mayor is so disingenuous. He's so patient zero of the Patrick Bateman type people like Newsom and the Tim Walzes and all of it that are there just robbing us in mass. And then finally we stand up and say we're going to deport all these people with huge criminal records, and he's throwing fits saying, get out of here. You're the ones that did this. No, you and your party did this, invading this country. And we're not guilted by your political correctness anymore. Though I had, oh God, without even looking for it, I saw a bunch of videos in the U.S., Australia, you name it, where little five-year-olds go to public school for the first time, and they're crying and saying, I wish I wasn't white. I learned I'm a bad person today. I hate it. That happened. I got four children. One of them's still little. That happened to one of my kids a year ago. Imagine little kids are teaching them their bag because they're white. Trying to, and I play you all the clips of the administrators like, we need to teach whites they're bad. It's all insane, folks. It's all divide and conquer. And Mondami saying, yeah, whites can't own their own homes. We're going to take white people's homes and give it to other people. They're not going to give brown people anything. They're just selling you on tyranny to get you to accept it. It is crazy. I mean, we have got real hardcore criminals on our ass. And the question is, we're going to roll over to this. And of course, it's come out that under federal investigation, Minnesota and other states, like Ohio and others, New Jersey, fabricated fake records when the feds just came in to investigate. They go, oh, here's all the records, and they're fabricating. You see, the Democrats have nothing to lose. Of course they're stealing elections. Of course they're stealing money. They're all caught. They're not giving up because they're too emboldened. They've never gotten in trouble before, so they just believe the gravy train's going to go on forever. And that's a weakness by them, but it's also a strength. Their invincible ignorance, their arrogance, their bravado, their chutzpah, their just disgustingness. And, I mean, I've got just today dozens of videos I haven't gotten to. They're just administrators, state and federal, saying white people are bad and we're going to take everything they got. And it's all white women doing it. And it's like, is this even real? Remember that came out a few years ago, FEMA saying white people don't get help in the Carolinas. People are like, that can't be real. Then the manual comes out, the Zoom meetings. It's a bunch of fat white women and weird fat gay guys and a couple of black ladies going, yeah, we used to help everybody, but we don't help white people now. And you're just like, if I was at FEMA, I'd help everybody. Like, pull up with a truck and food and water, but black, white, I don't even think about it. Here, boom, boom, boom. I mean, like, how are you? That is like so, talk about racist. Talk about discriminatory. I mean, pre-programmed that you've got a job to help people. You're given money to help people in disaster, and you're not going to help white people. But again, once you murder the logic like that, once you can get somebody to do something like that, you can get them to do anything. You show up in some town flooded, and black people, white people, whoever walk up, here, I'm going to help. I didn't even think about it. Let me give the white person more because I'm white. What? It's sick. You know, they got industry studies I've seen before, but I've been looking for them. I say that just to see this stuff. People will tell you, black folks will tell you that are in the service industry, that they've done surveys. They said, we love white customers, whether it's a massage or a waitress or a barista, because white people are the biggest tippers. Did you know that on average? Not white liberals are the lowest tippers, but white conservatives. And it's not even some guilt thing that a white person gives a big tip to a black person. The black person already knows, oh, white people, if I'm nice, they're going to be really nice because they want to be nice. And then if I come over to them nice, I get a giant tip on average. That's how the real world works. But Hillary Clinton has come out in books, witnesses, how people that worked with her as a security. She doesn't just never tip. When she goes to a restaurant most of the time, she doesn't even pay. Because these are predators, folks. They hate everybody. And they want all of us at each other's throats. So, I'm ranting. I'm just blown away right now. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I mean, I hate Governor Newsom so much. But this mayor, man, I look at him. I don't want any violence against him. I'm just saying he's such a fake. And he's got all the little liberal, brainwashed black people behind him. All, oh, I mean, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of your crap. We see through you. Major fake news operation from the left just got debunked. They claim the ICE agent shot the terrorist from the driver's window. Bullet holes are in the windshield. Even more proof this was fully self-defense and was about to get killed. We already have the footage. All right. We're going to go to break. Come back at the number. I'll take your calls. Cover news. But remember this. The variable, the default, the game changer, the person that decides whether this dog hunts is you. So I need your support. This sale is so insane. I have to check, but we've had so many big sales lately. This probably is the biggest sale we ever had. Store-wide, it ends today, extended one day, 47% off on everything. And you get a free bottle of the Shilajit gummies and or Atomic Defense a Moon Booster, at least a $30 value. Most of this is a loss leader at that. That ends tonight. We're still going to have the free bottle of Atomic Defense or Shilajit for a few more days. But the 47% off with it, that ends tonight. And all purchases put you in 50 times to win the two super trucks and $20,000 in cash for the sweepstakes. So today's the day. The planets are aligned. Get your Irish Sea Moss, your Shilajit, your Ultra Methylene Blue, and more at TheAlexShowStore.com.
People can use this as a teaching moment that, you know, I see a lot of people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.